Ed Davidson got to cross the Atlantic on the Queen Mary, but his trip wasn't for pleasure, for he made that journey during World War II. His amazing story this week is brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Ed Davidson was always fascinated with airplanes.
I had started working on farms at the age of 12, saving my money. When I graduated from high school, I went to an aviation mechanics ground school, and there was an airport nearby, and I decided that I was just going to learn how to fly. So I took my $75 and blew it all on flying lessons.
It made sense that when World War II began, he enlisted in the Army Air Corps in April of 1942. He had 20 hours of flying time before joining, but he didn't tell the Army that fact. He wanted to appear to be a fast learner. When Ed crossed the Atlantic to join the war effort, he rode overseas on the Queen Mary.
We were packed, and it was a fast trip across. I think it was 5 days from the time we left New York to we docked in Firth of Clyde in Scotland.
His crew was based at Snetterton Heath in England. He was confident they would fly the required missions to return to the States.
Now, at the time, it was 25 missions to go home, and it was later, either in February or March of 44, that they upped it to 30, and a couple months after that, they upped it to 35. The guys flying out of Africa always had 50 missions to do because they didn't have the opposition.
He was a part of the 96th Bomb Group in England. After six successful missions, he was shot down on January 5th, 1944, over Bordeaux, France.
The airplane was burning, had a fire in the cockpit. Two engines were out, and another engine was burning, and finally ditched in the Bay of Biscay.
The good news was Ed and some of his crew had survived the crash landing. The bad news, the Germans would capture them and take them as POWs. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.